What up, everybody? It's your girl, Nasima. And back in November 2017, I did something kind of wild. I paid off a whopping $955,533.84 in debt. Yes, you heard that right. Nearly $1 million gone. How did I pull off that financial magic trick? Well, one of the biggest game changers for me was diving headfirst into the world of podcasts. I soaked up every bit of knowledge from folks sharing their money journeys, and it sparks a real change in how I handle my own. So now I'm flipping the script, and I'm here to share my stories with you every Tuesday. We're going to get real about it all, the wins, the oops moments, and those golden lessons learned along the way. Whether it's about scraping pennies or making big money moves, I've seen it all. So tune in, take notes, and let's get our financial freedom on. Y'all ready? Let's do this. At least once a year, I like to check my Social Security statement over at ssa.gov. And I like to check it because, number one, you should be verifying every year that what Social Security is reporting is what you actually earned, and you can go in and update that. But it tracks like how much I've been working. I started earning an income. And so I think it's pretty cool. And the other day I did a post about just how much I've been since I was a nurse in 2009. And so I went from earning in 2009, $36,261 to last year earning $69,152. My highest earning year was 2022, where I earned $277,000. I think that I'm going to talk to like specific years of my earnings. Obviously, last year only earned $69,000 because I was pregnant. And so I only worked literally from January to January 1st to March 31st, which for 3 months, earning $69,000 is pretty good. And that was my taxable income. And that does not include the disability income that I was getting. I did qualify for disability benefits and I did get paid disability. So I think that's interesting. So Social Security only tracks like your earned income. And so it's very interesting to see. Like in 2009, when I first started working as a nurse, I only worked from July. So that's a half of year earning as a new grad, just working. I wasn't working full time because I went straight into the master's program. So I was working part time. So that's why it was so low. And then the next year it went up to $75,000. And then in 2011, I started working two jobs, still in my master's program. But then it went from 74 to 144. Then there were some drops. In 2016, I only made $165,000, even though the year before I made $216,000, because guess what? That's when I had my first child. So that was in 2014. And then in 2019, even though my second daughter was born in 2018. She was born the very last day of 2018. She is a New Year's Eve baby. But so in 2019, I was on maternity leave some of that time. So I got paid $131,000. Wow, the year before I made $169,000. Oh, the other thing to note is in 2018 is when I went from working two jobs to working only one job, and I went from working 6 days a week to working 6 days a month. So in the middle of 2018, that's when I made that transition. So in 2017, I made $255,000. In 2018, I made $169,000. And in 2019, I made $131,000 while I was on maternity leave. And then in 2020, you see that jump up to $268,000. What happened in 2021 that it went down to $204? I don't remember. But it went from 268 to 204 and then back up to 277. And then in 2023, I made $69,000 for those 3 months. I'm going to post the link to this clip and I'll share my screen for the people who are watching on YouTube so you guys can see what I made during that time. So yeah, so you'll see I went from in 2009, my first year as a nurse, working half a year, making $36,261 to 2023. Obviously, it's the last full year I worked, making $69,151. But the majority of the time I was making in the $200,000 range with some drops in the years that I was pregnant. So I think this information is great to look at and also reminds me of what was happening at different points in my life. But it's just a reminder also to go check your Social Security statement. I am going to share some interesting facts that you can learn from your Social Security statement. So some interesting things about Social Security is that in order to be eligible for Social Security, so to qualify for benefits, like you earn credits through your work and you earn credits up to 4 each year. This year, for example, you earn 1 credit for each $1,730 of wages or self-employment income. So when you've earned $6,920, you've earned 4 credits for that year. So most people need 40 credits over their working lifetime to receive a retirement benefit. For disability and survivors benefits, young people need fewer credits to be eligible. They check your records to see whether you've earned enough credits for benefits. And if you haven't earned enough, they can't give you a benefit statement. But I obviously have worked the 40 credits this year to receive a benefit. And then below that, it'll tell you, it'll say you earned $69,152 in 2023. Is that correct? And then I can go in and review my full earnings. And like I said, my full earnings go back to 1999, I believe. Yeah, 1998. Actually, that's when I first started working my first job at the Boys and Girls Club. And when I earned a whopping $2,000. I think it's also interesting to note that in 2002, I had 0 earnings. And you know what I was doing in 2002? I was taking a year abroad in Ghana. So that makes sense. But that is literally the only year I didn't have earnings since 1998 when I first started working. So anyway, I love checking this statement because I'll walk down memory lane and trying to see like, what the heck was I doing this time? What it also gives you is a retirement calculator. So you can plug in. It'll tell you that, first of all, your estimated monthly benefit at your full retirement age, and my full retirement age is 67, is that I'm going to get $3,143. At my full retirement age. And it gives you your retirement age and date, your annual salary, average annual salary. And right now it has the $69,000, but I'm going to change that to $200,000 because that's usually my annual salary is closer to that. And so if I take my retirement out early, say I wanted to retire early at 62, my monthly benefit would be 68. My monthly benefit would be $26,088. If I started at 67 and took my benefits out, it would be $39,48. But if I delayed my taking out my benefits until I was 70 years old, I would get $49,015. So it's just like super interesting. And also here, you can qualify for a disability benefit if you become unable to work due to medical conditions expected to last at least 1 year or result in death. And that would be my disability benefit would be $3,500 a month, $3,558 a month. And my family qualifies for survivor benefits. And I think this is really interesting because this is the survivor benefit that Naima's getting for her dad passing away. So for survivor benefits, it says, I have enough credits for my family to qualify for survivor benefits. If I die this year, certain members of my family will be able to receive these benefits. So my child would receive $2,700 a month. My spouse caring for a child would receive $2,700 a month. And then my spouse starting at full retirement age would earn $3,600 a month. My total family benefits cannot be more than $6,323,000. My spouse or my minor child would be eligible for a one-time special benefit of $255. And I forgot where that $255 comes from. It's like a one-time benefit they give everybody that qualifies for Social Security benefits. And I think it's a weird number. And I forgot, like when I was applying for my daughter's benefits, they told me why, but I forgot. I'm sure if I read more about it and they have a special PDF about survivor's benefits, I'll learn more. And my friend explained it to me too, but I forgot why. Anyway, you can look that up. Why you get $255 as a one-time benefit, I don't know. And then also when it's time to qualify for Medicare Part A and B at the age of 65, you can apply through Social Security, and you apply as early as 3 months before your 65th birthday. You want to make sure you apply early or as late as 3 months after turning 65. And also, if you have been married, your current or former spouse may be eligible to claim benefits based on your earnings. So you can calculate a benefit from your current or former spouse. Your current or former spouse may receive benefits based on your earnings record. Your spouse's decision on when to begin this benefit can impact the amount of their spousal benefit. If your spouse begins the benefit between the ages of 62 and their full retirement age, the spousal benefit amount will permanently reduce by the percentage based on the number of months of their full retirement age. If your spouse is under full retirement age and works while receiving benefits, their benefits may be affected by the retirement earnings test. I don't know. I think this is just all great stuff and reasons why you should check your Social Security statement. But if you don't know what Social Security is, it serves as like a safety net for retirees. It is not meant to be your full benefit. I cannot live off of $3,000 a month. So I am planning to have enough from retirement so I can have at least $10,000 a month. So having the Social Security benefit in addition to that is going to be great. And I know that there's a lot of this fear that Social Security benefits won't exist. And I plan according to that, but I am of the mindset now that Social Security benefits will be around in the next, how long will it be before I am 67? 15 years? 67? No. 27 years. I'm sorry. In 27 more years, hopefully Social Security will still be around and I'll be able to receive another $3,000 to $4,000 in benefits. So I just look at that as icing on the cake, but it's a safety net. It offers a steady stream of incomes to support you in retirement. Understanding that the nuances of this program enables individuals to make informed decisions regarding their claim benefits, maximizing their financial security in retirement. So you have a choice in when you're going to take it out. It provides crucial support to individuals with disabilities as well as families with deceased workers. And like I said, so not only is it for your retirement benefits, it's for disability, it's for deceased family members, like my daughter gets the benefit. Beyond retirement and disability benefits, Social Security plays a pivotal role in safeguarding the financial stability of families. Spousal benefits, survival benefits, and dependent benefits are among the various provisions that can significantly impact a family's financial trajectory. So you really need to understand that. So understanding how Social Security works is not merely a matter of financial literacy. It's a fundamental step towards securing one's future. So whether you're just planning for retirement, preparing for unforeseen circumstances, like it's just like you would look at a life insurance policy, or you're just looking to safeguard your family's well-being, the knowledge of Social Security empowers individuals to navigate life's uncertainties with confidence and resilience. So I always implore you to set a reminder on your phone. So I have the reminders app on my iPhone and I just say, check Social Security account. Actually, once a year, they actually email me and let me know that my Social Security benefits have been updated. And that's at ssa.gov. And there is actually a really good episode on the podcast Catching Up to Five where they have a Social Security expert on there. I will link to that in the show notes. So check out the post that I did on Instagram. Check out the Catching Up to Five episode. And last but not least, make sure you sign into ssa.gov and check your own Social Security benefits so you can understand how it's going to affect you in retirement. Also, if something were to happen to you, how much of a benefit your kids and your spouse, your loved ones will get. All right. Hope that was helpful. Tap in. Let me know if you guys have checked yours. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts. I created a solution to solve the problem that I was having with my wardrobe that I know my friends have been telling me that they are struggling with, not being able to fit most of the stuff in your closet right now. If you're like me, you have clothes in your closet that you probably have for years that you keep around because of how much you pay for it, or they're still cute. But at the end of the day, you're hoping that you can still like fit back in it. It ain't working, sis. And so I have fluctuated about 30 pounds just over the last year. Obviously, I was pregnant. Now I'm not pregnant, but still like trying to lose that weight. So not trying to commit to buying new clothes that I am going to probably not fit into next month. So I created a way to keep me and you looking fly without putting a major dent in your pocket. And the best part about it is you can try it for free for a month. And after the first month, it is $50 a month for unlimited clothing plus free shipping. It's called Intentional Style Suite. And you can get all your favorite styles in your virtual closet and get two at a time. And you wear it as much as you want and switch out as much as you want. You send the items back whenever you're ready. You just click that you're ready to send it back and you get items sent to you right away, even before you ship, put it in the mail. So you get free exchanges, free shipping, free dry cleaning. And the best part about it is there's no commitment. Cancel anytime. Head over to intentionalstylesuite.com and let me know what you think.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Bye-bye.